accept your applause. We have some logistics to go through because the stage will be cleared very quickly for the final selection in the program, and we're not going to use our instruments for that last piece. Just a couple of words about Kamarads, because what you see is a classic Kamarads program. I think it shows our love for chamber music and the friendly feelings that we have between ourselves, between faculty and our students. And there's no better way of teaching the students than sitting down and playing music with them, especially if it's a great music. And the Electro Poses project that we so strongly believe in is not only about pieces of the giants, such as Stravinsky and Schoenberg, but also about a great music by composers who could have used more performances. You know, and that we're talking about, yes, Lou Harris, and we're talking about Eric Zeisel. Wonderful, a few snippets of his music we just heard now, amazing music. And we're talking about Ernst Toch, also like Schoenberg and Zeisel, and Eisler, and Korngold, many of those composers who escaped fascism and came to California, land of democracy and freedom and sun, and yes, and they wrote all sorts of wonderful music. And Ernst Toch, of course, is a fabulous and very serious composer. Yesterday, two of his serious pieces were performed at our chamber concert at Popper Auditorium. The piece that you're just about to hear is actually also a serious piece of music with a twist of humor. It was premiered in 1930 at the Berlin Festival of Contemporary Music, and it is the first known attempt to create a fugue using every rule in the book, fugue for speaking chorus. And what instead of using the pitches and notes, he uses names of geographical places, and among them Trinidad and Nagasaki and Honolulu and Canada. But of course, the most often used and the funniest word is the Lake Titicaca. We're talking about one day establishing international touring for our Kamarads ensemble, and who knows, maybe one day we'll visit all these places that you're going to now hear. And now I'm going to invite my friends and colleagues for the last performance.